All right, what to do in case of an accident? You call your mama, then you call me. Always complete an incident form for all incidents. Report to the insurance agent the same day of the incident. Don't wait. Collect the information while it's fresh, while the people are there. The refs remember what happened. How many refs do you have that worked for you 3 years ago? There's a turnover, folks. They won't remember. The statute of limitations is different in the states. It can sue you anywhere from 1 to 3 years after the date of the incident. Do you have the documentation? Is it turned into the agent? Make sure you have proof that it was sent to your agent and you get something confirming they got it. That's your get out of jail card. Print that out, save it, send a copy to your mom. Make sure she has a copy in case your computer blows up. Use the insurance company forms if they have their own to provide all the information on the injured party, witnesses, employee statements, etc. If there is an injury involving a gun or mask, collect and preserve the gun or mask, set it aside, give it to your attorney, a third uninterested third party. Keep it in its current condition. Do not wipe the paint off of it. Do not do anything to it. Collect it. Make sure you get your statements. Collect all field records, when you replaced it, when you replaced the lenses, whatever. Product records, store in a neutral site. Notify your insurer, retain counsel. Consider the CPSC rules, Child Protective Services. All right. How long do you retain these stupid documents? If it's an accident report or claim, a waiver, contract, 7 years. Manufacturer documents and designs, 5 years if you're doing any type of design work. Accident settled, you want to keep it 4 years if the claim's been settled. 4 years from the date of settlement, not the date of incident, because it could take 2, 3, 4 years to resolve. Employee insurance documents, if they get injured, workers' comp, 3 years. Accident not settled, you keep it forever. ASTM, $75. There's a bunch of standards in there that you can get information on. Join it. Become part of the solution, not part of the problem. Don't bitch and complain about the way things are. Do something about it. You have voting rights as a member. You choose what the field guidelines are, what the netting testing standards are, what the thread is for the pitch of the thread on a CO2 tank. Everything's in there. Holes in the netting equals claims. Make sure you address that. Don't let it go. And that is about as boring as I can be on insurance and safety. It's up to you guys to make sure that you follow the guidelines every time, that everything is in writing, that the rules are clear, that you enforce it, and bring in somebody from outside to walk your park. Because you've seen it all the time. You've seen it for 2, 3, 4 years. You're not going to notice anything. Bring somebody from the outside. Let them come in. Bring another field owner. Come in. Pick my field apart. Pick the safety things apart. Show me what's wrong. And the best criticism you'll get is going to be from your insurance agent or your competition.